Welcome back to Coach's Corner on KNIA. Norwalk girls basketball wins 69-30 over Indianola. Joined by head coach Joe Segrist. And coach, obviously this Norwalk team is really fun to watch. I knew they would be entertaining coming in, and they really showed up here tonight.
Yeah, we got production from starters, bench. It was just, I would say, our first true complete game against our rival, so that felt really good. The production we got from our starters and bench, 13 threes total. Everybody was just confident and scoring early, and then our defense led to our offense, so it was a fun night.
Last year, Indianola comes in. Norwalk did not shoot very well from outside, and Indianola gets the win. I know, you know, that never... You always look just the next game, but I have to imagine the rivalry game back at this gym had to mean a little bit of something to come in here and pick up that win.
It did. That was a focus of ours in practice this week. Coming to our rival, playing better than we did last time here. I mentioned it a few times. We just have a lot more weapons this year, too. When you talk about, you know, a freshman like Braylon Birmingham and a move-in from Texas like Hannah Overholzer. Those two had 18 and 16 tonight. We didn't have that production last year. Grace Linder hits three threes off the bench. So, you know, we didn't need Bailey tonight like we needed her all of last year. And so proud of her for accepting that we just have so many ways to score this year. She's just leading us each and every day.
Well, and I'm glad you touched on that. When a player gives up some offensive production or some stats like Bailey has this year, you know, on any given night she's capable of going out for 35 plus if that's what she needs to do, but she has been sharing the ball, and not unsurprisingly, but that says a lot about her to me and just about the state of this team.
Oh, tons of character, tons of leadership. She just wants to win. She's a winner. She's a bulldog. She comes in and grinds it out each and every day at practice, and just doing a tremendous job being a team captain. And she knows that we have any one of our girls and girls off the bench that can go for double figures now, whereas last year we needed her to score 30, 35, 40 points a game. We don't need that this year, and we're much better because of it.
How is the press going? I know in Class 4A you're going to see a lot of teams press, you know. Indianola saw North Polk last night, very similar style. And I think not only executing the press, but getting to practice against the press is just a huge win for Norwalk this year, right?
Yeah, it is. And Pearl Brown leads that. She's our tone setter on defense, and she's done a tremendous job leading our defense. And when she gets the guards going the wrong direction and we can get a trap, it just gets our offense going and flowing the way that we want it. We want easy baskets first, paint touches to kick out threes, and we got a lot of all of that tonight.
I know rebounding for every coach, there's never going to be enough of it, but it felt like team rebounding tonight for the Warriors, where players were holding their spots and it wasn't allowing kind of those loose ball rebounding. How big of a importance is that going to have for the rest of the season?
Well, as a head coach, that's my biggest emphasis. It has been since I was a head coach, you know, 15 years ago for the first time. A great rebounding team gets you extra possessions, easy buckets on offense, and if you limit your opponent to one shot on defense, you're going to do really well. So we attacked the glass on both sides of the floor, and I thought we did a great job of that tonight.
Little Hawkeye Conference, you've already gotten a chance to see a couple of the teams, but this is just overall a very athletic conference. How much do you think that's going to help prepare you as you kind of, I know still one more game in 2024, but this big stretch run in 2025 as you head closer and closer to the end of the season?
Yeah, I mean, Indianola is always solid. I think we were 4-18 in the last 22 matchups. When I looked at that, I'm like, ooh, we got to change that. But they're always solid. Pella's always, you know, plays a lot of girls, and they're quick and solid, athletic, as you mentioned. And then DCG's won the conference the last 4 or 5 years, so and we got them right out of winter break. So that's going to be a good test for us. We don't have any chance to enjoy this one. We play in 15 hours against Southeast Polk in the Johnston Winter Classic. So I'm looking forward to that tomorrow. They're a similar team to how we are, but they're going to test us, and I like that good competition leading into the postseason.
Well, you'll probably be on the court either right before or as this is airing on KNIA Radio Coach's Corner, but I wanted to ask, a Class 5A program that has state championships like Southeast Polk and can be a good tone setter heading into the winter break.
Yeah, I mean, they're a well-coached team. Brad does an awesome job over there. They're a similar style to what we are, got really good guards, good shooters, so we're going to have to be really balanced again on the offensive end and really fine-tuned on the defensive end. It's going to be a great challenge for us, but I think we're up to that challenge.
Final thoughts on a 69-30 victory, staying undefeated on the season and coming to Indianola High School and getting a win over the Warren County rival.
I just told all of our kids that I'm super proud of them, from starters to bench to ball girls. It was a complete team victory tonight at a rival's place, and super proud of our team.
Thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back after this on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner.